I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout. As Billy Bob slumbered his hangover away, our team managed to find themselves in the doctor's office, where our handy medical robot was able to convince the doctor to hand over all of his notes for his investigation on the mysterious, mind-altering miasma that is tearing through the town. They were able to find out that the doctor had ruled out any other possibility other than a weird signal coming from certain coordinates in the wasteland. Leaving the clinic, however, the group were attacked. Town's mayor, a couple of unfinished synth-looking robot monstrosities that looked surprisingly like Winnegan and Max also joined the fight. After defeating the bizarre robots, they left the clinic to a very disturbed townspeople who have encouraged our team to investigate this signal from them for them and have offered to give them a discount on all shopping going forward before they leave. Our team makes their way back to the pub to try and rouse Billy Bob from his sleep, and as they are getting there, Billy Bob is indeed rousing from his sleep. Billy Bob is in his room, turns over, yawns, and finds himself lying next to the handy nurse that he met earlier that fixed his leg. Looking very, very satisfied. Take it away, so, Billy Bob.
I've got a few questions. All right, before I really freak out and jump the hell out of this bed. First things first. I do like a little like finger motion between me and her.
Oh yes, honey.
Okay. And second question, I mean, obviously it was not consensual for me on my end because I was asleep. So how might I ask, did this happen?
All right. I want you to roll for me a charisma and survival roll.
Oh my.
Charisma.
Cap,
survival.
What have you got me into? I'm gone. One game, Cap. One game. And I'm getting raped. All right, no, this is ridiculous. Like, what did Billy Bob do to you? All right, I understand if you hate me, but why Billy Bob?
Poor innocent little Billy Bob.
He didn't deserve this. He was innocent.
Never did a thing wrong in his life. What a loveless soul.
He did deserve it. Hold on, let me roll. Okay, charisma / survival.
Yes, charisma against survival.
Oh my gosh. Two D20.
Yes.
That is a crit success with a 2 and another success with an 11. So a 3 success.
The nurse does actually start to tell you what happened last night when she found you in the bar and you bought her drinks. You were very, very up for it at the time, according to her. And in fact, those 3 successes are the amount of times you satisfied her that night before falling asleep. She was incredibly happy with your performance. Straight to the moon. Her mind was blown. Billy Bob performed excellently. Billy Bob rouses himself from the bed. And I don't even need a perception check on this one. This bed is a state. Weird, weird, iridescent goo all over the place.
Well,
a strange green glow coming from the ceiling as well, for some reason.
I'm real glad you we're satisfied. So here's my rebuttal. Help! Help! I run. I'm barreling out of there. Like, I'm just burning wherever. I'm looking for a door.
Are you running somewhere?
Big Green! Big Girl! Where are you at? Help! Help!
This is what we hear from downstairs in the bar.
I'm like banging on the walls. Like, it is like a fiasco.
There's a door.
Like, I am doing whatever I can to get people's attention. It is absolute anarchy in that room at the moment.
So, this nurse, very confused, is sat there watching Billy Bob run around in circles, banging on the walls, and shouting, "Big Green, Big Green." Can everybody that's in the bar down the stairs give me a perception check, please? Perception against, what are we going to call this? I guess perception against survival as well.
Oh, dear. I would say if this does not work, I will be pulling out my pistol and be shooting it in the air to try and get...
Sorenji didn't hear anything.
Winnegan does not hear a thing.
Yeah. Winnegan probably does hear, and Winnegan's like, oh, fuck no. Forget, no, fuck this guy. No.
All right, so Gertrude, from downstairs, hears some stomping and hears Billy Bob's voice muffled in the distance shouting, "Big Green, Big Green."
Which is now Billy Bob's safe word. Big Green! Big Green! Big Green!
What jerky mind complaining about now? Anyone else hear jerky mind?
No, but if you hear something, then you should possibly go check on it. Can't imagine he's got himself in too much trouble this single day.
Gertrude hear him shout Big Green. His skin green.
So is yours. Maybe he's calling on you. You're big. You're green.
You think it what mean? What Gertrude think it mean?
I mean, it sounds like it's coming from a bedroom. If it's upstairs.
Gertrude get lucky.
Well, go and see.
And off Gertrude will go to investigate.
All right, as Gertrude heads up the stairs to this room, let's just see what everybody else is doing right now.
Okay, so. I will, like a side note, just add this, just because of how Billy Bob views ghouls, he doesn't know he's a ghoul. I doubt he even realizes that Gertrude's a woman.
About to find out.
He doesn't even know, like, man, woman, he don't know. He's like, giant green monster. That's no gender, whatever. It's a monster.
You're technically right, because I think, when the FEV, they do lose everything.
They are sterile. Yeah, they are. Like, yeah, they completely become... It was a...
That's the thing, they're sterile. Anyway, it never says if they actually have anything left over, like vestigial almost.
They really don't. Actually, every single one of them are male of some kind, because I think they had... Remember from Fallout 2, there was a thing where they actually figured out how to reproduce. But it was like one soul hive mother kind of thing. Kind of like a bee in beehives. It was weird. It got weird. But either way, super mutants cannot reproduce.
Yeah, there was lots of different ways that they tried to increase their numbers. Like, one of the ways was they basically just kidnap people and turn them into super mutants.
Yeah, using the FEV virus.
And I think that was Fallout 3. One of them figured out how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But yeah, anyway, while Gertrude goes up the stairs, Winnegan, what are you up to?
Winnegan's probably just sadly counting over the remaining 44 caps we have, thinking about the half a day too late discount offer, and hoping that Gertrude comes back, not only with Jerky Man, but with Jerky Man's money too.
Yeah, they decided to do a bit of shopping before they got the discounts in, so I think you only bought a sledgehammer though, so not too bad. The medical robot or Max Power up to anything downstairs in the pub?
Max Power's just having a drink.
Fair enough. We drink one for the road.
Well, maybe 5, 6, or 7 for the road.
How many caps have you got on you again?
None. They were just offering me.
All right. Well, tell you what. Because you're fighting the last episodes, we're gonna go ahead and let you have one drink for free right now.
Yay! Here's me, here's you. If you don't like me, fuck you.
Now, considering that you're all beat up to hell and have a broken arm, Is our medical robot doing anything?
I'm just chilling in the corner.
Excellent. Just ignoring the human is fantastic. All right, excellent. So back up the stairs, Gertrude is stomping her way up there, makes her way to the room and opens the door. What she sees inside is a mad Billy Bob running around in circles, shouting for her. A very pleased with herself looking ghoul lying in a bed that is just a mess of crusty and faintly green glowing ghouls of something or other.
All right, big green. I've got a real big favor for you. All right, that frying pan. If you hit someone hard enough, can they forget things?
Probably. Gertrude, not too sure what you want to do. There seemed to be. It smelled bad in here. What?
I don't know. I don't really have a nose anymore. Either way, so. If I get, luckily I don't remember much of last night, but if I do, I'm just going to have to ask a favor. You're going to have to beat me over the head with that frying pan at some point. All right? It may not happen yet, but it will happen.
Gertrude, have sledgehammer.
Okay, that's not what I said. I said frying pan. Frying pan's a whole different story. Sledgehammer, that would just kill me.
You want Gertrude to hit you with frying pan?
Later, not now. Anyway, right now, we gotta go. The second she opened the door, I run past her and grab her arm, and barreling the hell out of there.
The nurse just shrugs and lights up another cigarette in the bed. As she watches Billy Bob leave. Bye, hon! Alright, so I frazzled Billy Bob, along with Gertrude, meets the rest of them down in the bar.
I'm shaking in the corner, with a cigarette, it's dry crying.
Max is at the bar having a drink, trying to ignore his massive amounts of injuries. And Winnegan is sadly counting her very little amount of money at the table, and Max and the Mr. Bedman is just floating in a corner, doing nothing.
I like to think it's the same corner that Billy Bob's crying in.
I use his little repulsion jet to light my cigarette. Thanks.
Could I talk to Mr. Medbot to see if he could scan me to see what needs fixed?
He's right there.
Mr. Medbot, would you be able to scan me to see what needs fixed? Please and thank you.
Yes. I do so. Do you need to roll anything, medical check?
No, you can clearly see that he has a broken arm and that he's injured. So if something you want to do with him, you remember it's going to cost you stimpaks and stuff, but
I have free stimpaks if you need to borrow one.
Why didn't we take him to the doctor?
Winnie, would you mind me borrowing a stimpak so that I can heal these?
Although, actually, didn't we take him to the doctor, did we not?
I think the doctor cost money.
Oh, right, the doctor cost money? Fuck that.
Yeah, did you not pay the money? have we completely forgot that he paid money to get healed? Is that something that happened?
I thought he got healed.
Yeah, I thought so as well.
Well, well done you chaps for keeping me right there, because I forgot about that. That's not in my notes. Was that right at the end? Shit. Let's see.
So is Max Power healed or...
Quick, pull up the episode. Wind it back 10 minutes, see if we did that.
Yeah, wind it back.
I can actually do that if you want.
Tell you what, edit out anything that I said in regards to Max's injuries right now.
You can just edit that out. No. If I kept in Cartman's phone call, I'm keeping this in.
Shit. Okay. Well, if you did see the doctor and get healed and paid the caps for it, I'm guessing that's why you got no caps. We're just going to let that slide. You don't need to do any medical treatments. You just had a beer, that's all.
Gertrude have 6 caps.
Well done, Gertrude.
Gertrude, we give all caps to Winnie for her to collect. Would you want to give them to her?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you, Gertrude. Much obliged. Speaking of caps, Billy Bob, much as I hate to disturb you from your issues, I know that you have quite a lot. Would you be willing to contribute them to the group fund?
Like, I'm really not even paying attention. I'm like, just so, like, it looked like I just went through like three tours in Nam. Like, it is like, just like, my eyes are glued, like, the memories are coming back.
Come on,
kind of what I look like every day.
Josh, fuck it.
Oh, God. My God. What did you say? When again? Angel. That angel, that is, when again.
I don't know about the angel part, but we're pulling all the caps together so we can afford better stuff with the discount going on right now. Would you mind lending yours in?
How much do you need?
Well, we don't know what they're selling.
Just all of it?
But all of it, we can get something better. Maybe you can purchase something if you need it?
Sure. Just take it. I drop. It's 122 caps.
Jesus fuck. Ooh,
Christ. Did that with that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No good.
Remember, because I won the...
Yep.
We did the poker game.
Yeah, okay, you managed to do your shopping episode the day that you didn't have your charisma character.
Yeah.
So the next time Billy Bongwater passes out, we are looting him before we go anywhere.
Well, I just gave all my money to you guys, so I'm literally broke. So.
Right, if everyone's fine with it, we should probably head out, see if there's any gear we need, and then track down that signal.
Yeah, signal come from reactor. We turn off reactor, signal go bye-bye.
How? We may need some tools to turn off the reactor.
Light switch go out. Boo-hoo.
Cap, correct me if I'm terribly wrong. Wasn't there a signal coming from the woods that was, like, leading to the reactor or something?
Yes, well done, Windigan, there, for remembering. No, the signal did not come from the reactor. It was received by a device in the reactor. The actual signal itself originated from a point in the wasteland that you have coordinates to, given to you by the Doctor.
To the woodland.
So, we just need to get supplies to travel through the wasteland a little bit and deal with whatever we find at the signal. Powers, you seem to be experienced with traveling the wasteland. Anything you could recommend?
Yeah, keep low. Just keep low. Keep steady, straight lines. It's harder to pick more people off and easier to pick people out. Pick up anything that you can or feel would, you know, be useful. And especially if we run into any cabins where you're obviously going to loot them for anything that we may need, stim packs, caps, anything else.
Well, alright. Seems basic enough. I'm thinking we should go around the shops, see if anyone's lighting the ammo for any of their weapons, anything like that.
I could use some ammo. I have 11 right now. And did I get my machete back? Or is it still laying there in the...
I'm going to say you took it back, yes.
Okay. And I have a laser pistol, so I'm good.
Ah, jerky man. One shock baton.
What? Shock bat? No. Perfect. Next time I see that nurse, perfect. Yes, I'll take the shock baton.
You like the nurse?
No!
No. The lady seemed to like you.
Oh, that is irrelevant. Ah, she'll take the shock bat.
Alright, I also need the details now.
Alright, so Josh needs ammo. I kinda need ammo also.
Alright, excellent. So, if you go out to the shop, you will find that it's still the quartermaster and the scavenger that are there, because, yeah, they both survived the encounters, and none of them got ran out of town or anything like that. So, yeah, you've got two traders to work with, and I gave you the inventories last time, so let's go up and have a look. Here we go. The scavenger. So the scavenger has some food on him. He's got some cans of cram, which is like a weird spam meat. He's got some ammunition, 0.38, 10mm. He's got some railway spikes as well. All the guns that he's got are just variations of the pipe gun. So he's got pipe gun, pipe revolver, pipe bolt actions, just a lot of different pipe weapons. He's the one that you bought the sledgehammer off of, so he doesn't have that in his inventory anymore. He does have some baseball grenades, and that is everything. The quartermaster, however, has a little bit more in his inventory. So, for example, the guns he's got. He's also got 10mm pistol, laser muskets, combat rifles, railway rifles. He's got more ammunition, so he's got the fusion cells, the .308 rounds, the shotgun shells. He's got a sword in his inventory, and he's got some grenades, some frag grenades. He's also got some leather armor. Leather armor, Nuka-Colas, and robot repair kits.
Didn't you put this list on the Discord?
Yep, the list is on the Discord, yeah.
It's in players only, just scroll up a little bit. So, as far as medicine stuff, I have 3 stim packs and a blood pack, and I think I have a robot repair kit as well.
No, I don't think you should have a robot repair kit. Yeah. You use that and you haven't bought another one yet.
Fair enough. No robot repair kit then. Just stim packs and blood pack.
We should get railway gun.
We can't quite afford that, Gertrude.
25% off price.
I don't think 166 is quite enough.
That's not 25%, though.
No. I don't think so. My math is horrible, but...
72.
Oh, wait, no, it's... hang on. No, it's 20. It's not 25% off, it's 25% remaining, right?
Yeah, it's 25% of...
yeah, 72.
Yeah, so...
Okay. Alright, let's... Is there anything else we need first?
Choo-choo gun.
We'll get the choo-choo gun in a minute. Also, what fucking ammo does a railway rifle take?
Railway spikes.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a rail gun. I didn't realize it was literally a...
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll get that. But first, is there ammo for some other shit as well needed? What ammo were you needing? Max powers?
A hunting rifle ammo. Just maybe a handful to top off. You can never be too careful.
That's the .308, and that's 3 caps per shot.
How many shots you want?
We'll do 4.
4? So that would be 3 caps, right? It's 25% price.
Yeah, don't worry about the price just now. I'll calculate everything, so... Yeah, but it's normally 3, so it's like 1 each. Yeah, so you might as well just go for 1 cap for the 4 rounds. Yeah.
Could we take boom boom ball?
Boom boom ball? Grenade?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
It go boom.
Hold on, I've got
it. Maybe not for Gertrude. Gertrude can't throw for shit.
Do you want a frag grenade as well?
Does anyone good at throwing?
I threw a machete and killed that last guy.
One thing you not shut up about now.
Alright, so we're getting a railway gun. How much ammunition for the railway gun?
They're only a cap each.
Oh, they're only a cap each. Get like 10 of them then? Sure.
Is anyone good at big guns?
I assume Gertrude was, but...
Let me just check that is actually a big gun.
It can be a small one.
Yeah, I think that might be the first big gun you've came across. Although, I think it might come under small guns.
Yeah, it's small guns.
How the fuck is something that shoots railway spikes small?
I remember listening to someone else playing this, and they had the same reaction when they heard it was small guns. Like, what the fuck?
Well, I am decent at small guns, but what the fuck?
Yep, railway rifle, that's right. It's small guns.
I mean, you also gotta realize that this is a world that the large guns is like a Gatling gun.
Yeah, Gauss rifles and stuff.
Full-on a pirate's cannon that they've tore off the head of.
How much damage does the railway gun do if it's a small gun?
You're gonna love this. Railway guns, small guns, physical damage. It has breaking as its damage effect and does 10 damage dice worth of damage.
Oh, fuck yeah. That thing's cheaper than the shotgun to have ammo for. Fuck yes. Right, grabbing a railway gun, and how much ammo would be reasonable, considering I can't hit the broadside of a building?
Well, you've got 10 already.
10, okay, yeah.
Take 20.
Another 10?
Yeah, sure, 20.
Okay.
I'm only paying for 5 if I take 20 because of the discount right now.
Exactly.
All right, so anything else that you're interested in, like armors or...
Has anyone got robot repair packs for our...
How much money do we have left after all that?
Quite a fucking lot.
Is there any kind of light armor that I could get or that I don't already have? Like, particularly something to guard my head.
Well, I mean, how much am I talking? Because I say the railway rifle is 290.
Yeah, but it's 72. 72. Yes. Rifle is 72. The ammo for it was 20, so I'm only paying for 5, and it's 1 each, right? So it's 5. The ammo we got, Josh, we got 4 of that, right?
Yes.
And it's 3 each, but...
You're currently at 93 caps altogether.
Yeah.
Never
after
mind.
After all the stuff we bought?
Yeah.
Never mind. Disregard. I'll just keep my head low.
Yeah, okay. Nobody has a helmet anyway.
Does anyone have a robot repair kit? Because we have stim packs for the humans, but no one.
If you don't remember, I am able to repair robots
without a kit.
Not without a kit, no.
No. So we're gonna grab a robot repair kit. So
excellent.
Gorn doesn't die.
So
yeah, I have a tendency of getting.
Okay, you're at 105 caps spent right now.
Okay, I think we should leave it there so we don't go back.
Well.
Unless there's anyone particular wants.
As you guys are discussing over this railway rifle, Billy Bob is in... He feels in love because he's staring at the laser musket. He goes, you know, I've never seen something quite so beautiful.
We have 61 left.
I feel I must have. May I get this? And I held it out to Winnegan.
Give me a second.
Can we afford?
We can afford.
Laser musket's a solid weapon, yeah.
It's only like 14, 15 caps.
Do you have ammo?
You'll need fusion cells for it.
Fusion cells are...
3.
3 each, so if we get, you say 4, that's 3. Yeah, sure, we can get you this.
Okay.
All right, so that was the laser musket. Plus, what, how many rounds?
4 rounds?
So, 4 shots.
I know he has other weapons.
Oh, yeah, I mean, laser musket.
If need be, could we do a trade? And I show my pipe gun and my 10mm... Actually, my pipe gun. Just my pipe gun. And I have ammo for it, too. I have 17 rounds.
Yeah, you'll get 15 caps for the pipe gun. And how many rounds did you say?
17.
All right.
Does anyone else have 10mm gun?
I have a 10mm pistol. I've got a little bit of ammo for it, and I've got the railway gun anyway. I don't need it.
Yeah, so they'll give you 22 caps for your ammo and your pipe gun altogether.
22, so that's 66 total that we have. Do you want to get more shots for the laser musket then?
No. And then as I look around, I see on the shelf, right where the laser musket was, a bandolier that is just absolutely gorgeous. It's a leather chest. I thought to avoid it being more the crop top.
Oh, bandolier, sure.
Okay, like you got a leather chest piece.
That's 725, so that's... I can't do math.
What's the discount? 75% off or something?
Yeah. It's like...
Okay. It is $6. It's like 6.
Yeah.
7 caps.
Like 6. Right, so we get that for you as well?
That's it. I'm good. How much rounds did you get me for the laser musket?
4. We can get you more, though.
Okay.
Do you want to get more?
Fine. For now.
Okay. Oh, well, we've got the discount on the light as well. Yeah, sure. Let's grab another 4 for the laser gun.
All right. Okay. Yeah, for the laser gun. 8.
Okay. You'll have to send me those back. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I'll send you all the specs just now.
But I reckon we have 57 caps left. Although, speaking of trade-ins, I really don't care for the shotgun anymore.
Could I shotgun?
If anyone else wants it, they can have it, but otherwise I might just fold it to them.
Well, if that's the case, I do have shotgun rounds. No, wait. Did I give this to you?
I think you might give them to me.
Okay. Well, then never mind. I do not have that.
Someone definitely did. So, can I fold them the double barrel shotgun?
Yeah, you'll get 19 caps for that.
Yep, that's fine by me. Right, chuck them the one bit of ammo I have for it.
And for that one bit, yeah, you'll just get an additional cap. Yeah, round up to 20 with the ammo.
Yay, that's 77 caps. Right, is everyone all set then?
Yes, let's go.
All right, fantastic. Our crew has done their shopping. They've got themselves a grenade. They've got themselves a little bit of armor for Billy Bob. A nice new laser musket for him as well. So he's looking like the proper cowboy. You got yourself, you sold a shotgun and a pipe gun and several bits of ammo. And got yourselves a robot repair kit. Everything's looking good. You exit the town on the south side and you start heading towards the west where the signal's coming from. What I'm going to do for you now is, on the way there, it is such a distance away that I'm going to test out my random encounter thing here, and we're going to give you a couple of random encounters along the way. Let's see what happens. Alright, brilliant. So, along the way, on your way to the mysterious signal, your first random encounter is with some faction scouts. A party of around about, call it 7, a party of 7 human raiders is on a mission for a faction. I'm going to see if they're friendly, so I'm going to roll a little dice here, see if they're friendly, so bear with me a sec. Alright, okay, so they're not hostile right now. Brilliant, so that's what we're doing. We're doing a nice wee friendly encounter with 7 raiders. So these 7 raiders are walking down the road opposite direction to the way that you're walking. You're passing them, and one of them just gives you a quick wee salute on the way by. There's all of their chaps.
How's it going?
Going well. Where are you heading today?
Nowhere particular. What were you guys up to?
We're just on our way back. On our way back to our own settlement. Just been on a mission.
Any kind of particular mission? Because we may be interested.
Interested in trade?
Depending on what the mission is, we'll see what we could do.
Alright, well, the raider decides to let you know that he's actually managed to raid a medical facility where they just were. And on their way back, so they actually have a bunch of drugs on them.
Drugs!
So, would you be interested in buying any of their drug supply?
What kind of drugs are they?
That's a very good question. Let's get to our consumables part.
We're just going to have everyone tweaking.
I think you've already got some Mentats in your inventory, don't you?
Yes, I've got them. Yeah.
So let's have a wee look, see what we've got here. Drugs. Yes, brilliant. So, not drugs, that's drinks. There's the drugs there.
Always love some drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs.
They do have some Mentats in their inventory as well, so they've got Mentats as well. That's a perception and intelligence test. You get rerolls on them if you take Mentats. They have plenty of stim packs on them. So if you want to get any more stem packs.
Should be doing those.
Got any jet?
Any jet? They do have jet. So that's going to... What you can do with jet is you can take extra actions for one less AP. So jet's an AP boost for you. They've got some jet on them. You've also got Ultra Jet. And what that'll do is that'll just gain you your full AP supply back if you spent it. Just an immediate regain of all 6 AP. So are you interested in Jet, Mentats, Ultra Jet, or Stimpaks?
How are we looking on AP at the moment?
We're pretty good on that. I think we're just down by
one. You've only spent one.
Don't think we need jet then. Anyone want Mentats? What's up?
I should be good. Mentally, I am clear as the day. No need for Mentats.
I don't think we need anyone.
All right, so you politely decline, and luckily you haven't insulted this raider group. They've just done some raiding, so they're not interested in raiding you. And I guess you just go your merry way. Each one of you goes your own directions. Everybody's happy. No trades took place. Random encounter one dealt with. No problem. Let's try this little encounter one again. All right, okay. Walking a little bit further into the distance, into the wasteland, you come across a rather frazzled looking man in a vault suit. A previously unknown vault. Nobody's heard of this vault yet. And he seems a little bit desperate. He's asking for parts to help with the vault's infrastructure. And he's wondering if you know where to find such a thing.
Is he looking for a geck by chance?
He is. If you question him a little bit further, it'll turn out that he's looking for a geck, which is a terraforming piece of equipment.
Garden of Eden creation kit.
That's the one. Garden of Eden creation kit. Apparently, his...
They're also a bit fragile.
Yeah.
Funny enough.
And temperamental.
His vault's in bad shape. They need the geck. Otherwise, it could everything could end for them. Do you have any information regarding geks?
Yeah, I can reset this one up because I'm a robot. So I should have an inventory in my system of what we have in the vault. I mean, we have... can't remember what vault we are in, actually. Bugger. We have one, but we kind of need that to survive. Your best bet would be to either search old vaults or junk workshop, really.
Wait,
scavengers.
The vault dweller says, wait, you're from a vault as well? Oh, of course you are. He just notices Winnegan there, stood there in her vault, so he's like, oh my god, another vault. Where is this vault?
Winnegan is going to point the opposite direction from where the vault actually is. Because our dear robot's setting us up to get raided the fuck out of at the moment.
The vault dweller is incredibly happy with your direction. It's like, thank God. Just he takes down the directions you give him and he sets off in the direction, thanking you the entire way until you're out of sight, and he leaves. Nothing happens. All good. You've just sent a man into the wasteland in a random direction.
Okay, and then once he's out of sight, I'm going to go, Winnie, why did you send him that way? That's not the way to the vault.
Because we don't want to get raided. Don't send desperate people willing to do horrible things to our vault, please, Mr. Madman.
But he had a vault suit. He surely will be our friend.
Ah, yes. Everyone in the vaults is definitely good and never does anything morally questionable or horrible or hubristic in the pursuit of science.
Exactly. I'll go there and tell him to go the right way.
No. I think it's best if we continue on our routes. We don't want those townspeople to be in danger, right?
Is that an order or a question?
Both. Mostly in order, though.
Okay. I'll have to leave it then. But yeah.
Alright, brilliant. So, continuing on your way down the wasteland, you come across a cross section in the road. I've actually got a map for this one. Regular road cross section. There's a bit of a truck that's lying there, all rusted. Obviously pre-war, before the bombs. Some roadway that's all rusted. Traffic lights are all bent. And, oh no, a mole rat runs out from the truck, quickly followed by 5 more mole rats. You are currently under attack by a brood of mole rats. So I'm going to go ahead and just get you to roll. Why just blanking the word initiative there? Yeah, roll initiative, that's the one.
Context for the person who hasn't played Fallout. Are these like regular size or like the size of dogs or horses or something fucked up?
Imagine knee high.
Imagine what?
Knee high.
Oh, okay. Small dog height then.
Yeah, small dog height. Sorry.
They're pretty typical.
Maybe medium sized dog height.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these naked mole rats with big teeth and claws, they come running out this the back of this truck, this old rusty truck, when they hear you coming, and they all just start skittering towards you. You've plenty of time, you see them coming, they're not taking you by surprise or anything like that. So everybody's on the initiative. Yep, excellent. And for some reason these mole rats are saying they've got zero initiative, but that's fine.
Yeah,
I guess we'll just put them last. Have a look.
I don't know what it is.
No, their initiative's 9.
Oh.
Ah, yeah, so they're before Gertrude and Billy Bob. Excellent. Don't know why that wasn't showing up on our system there, but that's grand. So, more rats initiative 9.
Manually.
Oh,
excellent. But
you Alright, so we'll play the Pokemon random encounter music. Wild mole rats have appeared. Winnegan, you get to react first to this. What do you do?
Railway rifle, I choose you!
Alright, so Winnegan chooses overkill for some reason. Okay, did you actually stick the railway rifle into your...
As best I could, yes.
Let me just...
I think I've done it right.
I'll have a wheel. Okay, your railway rifle... Excellent. Yeah, you got it. You got it right. Excellent. Fantastic.
Yippee.
So, you have 6 to choose from.
I guess I'm just going to choose the one closest.
Yep.
In hopes that the I one won't miss it.
The first one that ran out the back of the truck. Go on, roll your new weapon. See how it feels.
Maybe if I do good enough with this. Oh, fuck no. Let's go first.
Well, you haven't succeeded on that one. Your target was 9. You rolled a 3. No, sorry. Your target was 9. You rolled a 14 and an 18.
Use AP.
Can I use an AP? Yes.
Well,
please.
You can use AP to get another roll. You can also use luck to re-roll.
I have used so much luck already. And it's never worked out for me. Can I use an AP, please, guys?
Yeah.
Thank
Everybody
you.
Happy with them using an AP?
Yeah.
Yeah, roll one more D20 for me then in that case.
It's a straight
D20. Do the job.
5. Hey, that works.
You did it. Excellent. So roll your damage for us. 9. You've done 10 physical damage with that.
Fucking hell.
10.
So you definitely chose overkill, given that the max HP of this mole rat is only 7. So That's one mole rat actually just pinned to the back of the truck by the face. Nice hit. Go on, Max, what are you doing?
Can I go on a hack and slash spree, or do you just have to attack one at a time?
You can go on a hack and slash spree, but you will also only be able to attack one at a time.
Okay, I'll do that. More rats. The reason I carry a melee weapon. Let's make some mutant sushi, shall we?
Alright, excellent.
And I will go after the one right next to the one Jay went after.
So you run into the brood of mole rats, and you go in with your machete. Start swinging wild. Go on, roll your machete roll for me.
Oh, geez, here we go.
And yes. You succeed. Your target was 10. Nice. You managed to roll 2 8s, 2 successes. You only needed the 1 success there, seeing as it was a melee attack, something that was right in front of you. So we're going to give you that AP that you just spent back. And roll your damage.
4.
All right, 4 plus a piercing, so that's 5 damage, which is actually a crit hit. So let me just decide where you hit the mole rat. All right, you actually took off one of its legs. Ah. you just hacked off the front paw of this mole rat.
Mole rats, the Rodney Dangerfields of the wasteland. They don't get their respect, and I'm not about to start giving it to them.
Okay.
Well, they're about to start demanding it. They're next.
Mr. Medman, do you have anything you'd like to do here? Would you like to heal the mole rat by any chance?
Convert them to a different religion.
No, not again.
I think I'm just going to shoot him. I think it's going to be like that.
Excellent. That sounds like a great idea. Give me your laser pointer.
Which one are you shooting at?
Just fine, I hit the bastard. Got 4 and a 9.
Yeah, you get 2 successes as well, so even if you're shooting the one that's ranked next to you, you will succeed. So which one were you shooting at?
The closest one to me.
Excellent, so that is the one right next to the Max. That's the one that Max just cut the paw off of. So,
roll damage.
Your damage.
4
energy damage. Nicely done. That's another one off the board. Nice to kill 2 mole rats that are running at you before they've even touched you. It is the mole rat's turn next. Let me just that one off the board. Go. Got 4 mole rats, and good on you, Josh, for running right in, because they're all just going to surround Max.
Why do I do these things? It's for the fans. It's for the fans.
Keep telling yourself that.
Can I defend myself when they attack?
Can they defend themselves when you attack? Same rules apply.
Well, you do actually manage to defend yourself from a couple of them. So the first one comes in and tries to bite you. You manage to give it a good slap away, but as you're doing that, the second bite catches you on the leg for no damage. Actually, it must catch you in your boot or something like that. It does no damage at all, despite its success. So you've got you slapped one away. One's currently just sort of shaking off of your boot at the moment. The other one just jumped wide, tried to snap at you, and missed entirely. And the last one is successful in biting you. This time for only 1 damage, yeah, it just gets you in the other foot, but this one actually managed to bite you through your boot and give you a wee cut in your shin or something like that. So you got attacked by 4 mole rats and only took 1 physical damage from them. Billy Bob and Gertrude, you want to get in there and try and help Max out with his weird mole rat problem that he's got going on?
Let it go. Just let me handle this. I got it.
Oh, you do?
No.
All right. All right. Hey, if you say so. Yeah. I mean, hey, you want to play a game of cards?
No.
Poker cards. We'll just go lay down here. You got it. I believe in you, Max. What is it? Austin Powers? No, Max Powers. My bad. Sorry. Yeah, you got this. I believe in you.
Okay, Billy Bob skips his turn.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. All right, I whip out my laser musket, and I'll be like, all right, at least let me give this new puppy a try.
Can I jump out of the way?
Depends on what one he's trying to hit. Excellent. Oh. All right, so roll.
For our viewers, that's the one directly behind Powers.
That is a miss and a miss.
Yeah, it's the one that's locked onto his boot at the moment. Billy Bob tries to shoot it and misses entirely. So yeah, I'm gonna have to give Billy Bob a chance to avoid this attack as well. Billy Bob. No, I got the names wrong. I apologize. Sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna give Max Power a chance to dodge this. So give me a little survival check. What would you? Agility. Agility against survival. See if you can stop Billy Bob from shooting you as well.
Agility against survival?
Yeah. There you go. That's fantastic. Yes. You managed to just shift your boot to the side there in order to avoid getting the laser musket shot off of your leg as well. Fantastic. No damage done. Next is Gertrude.
Hey, Billy Bongwater, next time you take a shot, make sure you're not shooting at me.
Like, I haven't heard that one before. Shut up.
Gertrude's going to run in, sledgehammer held high, and take a whack at the first rat that comes across.
Excellent. Smack that rat with that hammer.
And
it flies.
4-3. 3 successes.
Absolutely flies. You know, there it is. It's over there.
Critical hit.
Yeah, give me the damage for that.
Oh,
8 physical damage.
8 physical damage, no problem. You actually just managed to kill it, so that's good. But yeah, it flies a good 20 feet away from Max, away to the bollards that are lying in the other side of the road. And yeah, it's all smashed up to hell. It's dead. That's 3 down, 3 to go. It's back to Winnegan.
I think I'm gonna. Winnegan's gonna realize that maybe the railway rifle is a bit too much.
Yeah, so she's not gonna choose over there this time.
No, she's just gonna raise it up and shoot it anyway.
Brilliant, fantastic. Go for it. Give me another.
Shoot the one that's by my leg.
The one that's behind you, you said?
Sure, go for it.
No. God, no, it was a
Gertrude
fucking fatality. Oh, wait, shit. Oh, Gertrude? Oh, yeah, definitely the one beside you, then.
Thank you.
You know, as you part of your minor action before you take a shot, you can move to a better position. It is possible
that,
to do
that.
Doesn't
matter anyway. Winnegan rolls are absolute fucking trash on guns. I think I've succeeded hitting without using ability points once.
Yeah, you
missed. That's another miss.
You missed that shot, and given that both Gertrude and Max are right in the range of your shot there, I'm going to get them both to do a survival check for me. So again, against agility, or if you prefer, against endurance, depending on your how you avoid this one. So you're both just going to try and tank the shot.
Just going to like toughen up and deflect it off with the frying pan.
Brilliant.
PUBG strats.
And I'm going to. And you said I need one too, right, Cap?
You know what? You don't need to anymore. Gertrude has already deflected it on your behalf. She has. She's like.
Had a PUBG moment there.
Yep.
Thank you, Gertrude.
Frying pan like a lightsaber. She just. Ting! Deflects this railway shot. And somehow, with a bizarre lack of the laws of physics, the railway rifle shot gets deflected away and nobody gets hurt. Right, Max, back to you. You've got 3 mole rats currently chomping at your feet. What are you going to do about it?
Step right up, Romulus. Get your free ticket to the pain train, courtesy of my machete. And then I just swing at another one that's biting at my leg right here.
If we get you a baseball bat, will you just start making baseball puns?
Yes.
Every time you attack something?
Yeah.
Can we please get him a baseball bat, guys?
I have a... Well, actually, no, I guess.
Would you prefer a hockey stick?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a hockey stick because you're Canadian.
I am not Canadian.
I'm Canada, eh?
So you swing your machete like a hockey stick and you, you hit one of the mole rats. Can you roll the damage for me, please?
Dead silence.
5 plus 5 1
physical
piercing.
Damage plus 1 piercing. Now that's not enough to kill them, but it is enough to get another crit hit here. Yeah, tell you what, actually, I'm gonna give it bleeding as a condition. So on its next turn, it will bleed to death.
Yay!
The humane way to take out an enemy.
You guys ever seen those Texas rat traps that are like rigged with a pistol?
Yes.
Yes.
That's how you kill a rat.
Brilliant. As Max is still currently distracting all of the mole rats here, what is Mr. Medman going to do?
I'm going to shoot the one with the highest health.
Alright, so there's two that currently still have full health.
Oh, jeez.
The one on the left of them and the one on the right of them.
Mr. Medman, would you like to move instead of standing, you know, where you're at, floating where you're at right now? Just
No, I'm kind of happy just to shoot these guys. You're the one who ran in there with your machete.
Is it because I rickrolled you that one episode?
Well, now you mentioned it, yes.
100% yes.
So, yeah, another question. I'm on crit fail. All
really right, good. Mr. Roman haphazardly shoots into the crowd of people and fortunately hits a mole rat. Somehow he managed to roll a 6 when his target was 10, so that's a 1 success. Go for it, roll your damage there.
Boom, 6.
7 damage, you get a piercing with that as well, so you've actually just straight up shot right through this mole rat. A nice laser point right from its eye to its arsehole.
Ooh,
and you just fried its insides. That mole rat is dead.
Yeah.
And now it's the mole rat's turn. There is only 2 left. The one that is bleeding to death comes at you first.
Doesn't he take his bleeding first?
And it hits with a bite. Its death throes is just about to bleed to death. And it's in its death throes, it manages to hit you with a really hard bite to the knee, I guess. It's actually 2 damage. This one has piercing on it. So he does a little bit of piercing damage, so you take 2 physical damage this time.
Hmm.
The mole rat needs to do its wee damage roll as well, so hold on, let me just do that.
Which leg is damaged? I want to mark it on my thing.
Alright, so it actually takes 4 damage itself from its bleeding, so it's dead already. So it bites you and dies. 1 left. And whose turn is it? It is this mole rat's turn. Alright, so the last mole rat in the group, they're not smart creatures, so they just keep on attacking. And this one succeeds as well. Critical success as well.
And we just used a fucking stim pack on me.
Oh my god.
Good thing we did or you'd be dead.
I have 9 HP left.
Max is healed up. This mole rat is obviously incredibly angry with the fact that you've killed all of his friends. It's extraordinarily angry. It jumps at you. Jumps at your, where does it jump? Hit location. Oh, it jumps at your left leg and it bears down on you with a strength that you never knew was possible from a mole rat and does 5 physical damage, breaking your leg.
So you had a broken arm.
Who would have thought? That was a wildly successful roll from that mole rat.
Oh my god.
So Max, you're knocked down, got a broken leg, and the mole rat is just, he's on there. He is holding on tight, and it's Billy Bob's turn.
You doing alright over there, bud?
Well, ain't this just my luck? Mole rats, the real wasteland apocalypse, wasteland chiropractics. I always wanted the limp to go with my post-apocalyptic fashion. Thanks, mole rat. You've got an eye for
style. That's actually a pretty good joke. Where'd you learn it from?
Your mom.
Can we leave it that way? Because, man, that was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now I'm going to fire my laser musket. Only if you promise. Good Lord, shut up.
We'll see about that. Oh, hell.
Well, you didn't say who you'd fire it at.
All right, successful shot there. That was it. You actually rolled a one, so you got a nice wee critical success. So yeah, I think your AP is all back to full now.
Ooh.
So give me your damage for that.
That's 4 damage.
Excellent. 4 energy damage. Not a critical hit, so just 4 off the HP. You can smell the burning flesh of this mole rat as it just keeps its teeth in Max Power's leg. It is not letting go.
Tasty smell.
Gertrude.
Casually strolls over. Rat on your leg. Want me to kill?
Yes, please, 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 it fucking hurts.
Okay. Ooh.
12
out of 20.
Thanks, Gertrude, you tried. Just hold my hand.
Oh, a success and a crit fail.
Rip his leg off.
Can I use a luck to redo the 20?
You know what? No, because it's a critical failure. I can't let you do that. So I'm going to let you do the damage to the mole rat.
Right.
Yeah, so you burst this mole rat straight. You're like absolutely covering Max and Viscera. Unfortunately, the way that you hit it, your sledgehammer snaps at the shaft.
Oh no.
You dead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to take that sledgehammer away from you.
It snaps. You ass.
You've successfully killed this mole rat. You've traumatized Max, and you've broken your sledgehammer. You will not be able to use that any longer.
Could we repair the sledgehammer? Is there a way?
Can we repair my leg, too?
You do not have... I mean,
yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, nobody has the items to repair it, but if you want to keep the broken parts of the sledgehammer,
Gertrude will crumple to the floor. No,
yeah, I'm not going to let you use it as a weapon until you can find like a repair bench and the stuff to repair it with. But I will let you keep the parts of it.
You ass.
It's all right, Gertrude. All we need is a bit of ash wood, some carpenter's tools, and some linseed oil to be fine.
It's broken.
It can be fixed, though. It won't take too long.
Gertrude, you're complaining about your broken hammer? Take a look at my leg.
Well, the leg's been a lot less useful, in our defense.
I can help. I'm going to go up to Max.
That hurt. Oh, God. I felt that over here. Oh, that hurt.
Max Power takes his own life, and that's the end. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh no, I tried to save him, I swear.
Pain is just weakness leaving the body, and apparently my leg is a traitor.
I must commit seppuku. I'm sorry.
Can we loot the mole rats?
There's nothing interesting on the mole rats except from their hair or their teeth or stuff
not
like that.
Yeah. Meat.
And loot them for the meat as well, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is there anything in the broken down bus?
You have a look in the bus, all you see is the the horrifying remains that the mole rats have left from the stuff to the vet, their droppings, all that sort of stuff. It's quite a bad smell coming from in there. However, there's a box, an unopened box right at the back of the truck.
Sure, go in and get that.
6 mole rat meat.
Alright, so Winnegan goes into the truck and squelches through all the mole rat shit.
Can I crawl away from the mole rat shit while she's doing that?
Yeah, you're just covering mole rat blood and guts.
Gertrude, just fill it the leg.
Alright, you get to the box and open it, and what do you find? This box was entirely useless. All you find in that box was a couple of tickets to a pre-war hockey match.
Oh, I can give that to Powers.
Yeah, it seems that whoever was in this truck pre-war was a fan of the hockey and never got to see it. What a shame.
Wow.
That's pretty messed up, bud. I just gotta say, pretty messed up.
It's a dark world we live in. In any case, unless Paris is actually dying, can we continue on? Or does he...
I don't know, Paris, can you continue on?
His leg pointing different direction to normal.
It's fine, I'll help with that, and I'm gonna, as I said, I wanted to administer medicine on him, or at least a stim pack on mine.
Really? Excellent. as before, you can administer a stim pack and use a medicine check to heal the broken leg, but you won't be able to heal any HP on that turn.
Yes, that's what I want to do.
Excellent.
Gotta fix his leg.
Fix his leg.
Okay, so medical check, yeah?
Yes.
And while he's doing that, I'll gather up the railroad spikes.
Fuck's sake.
Fuck's sake, Cartman.
I mean, I'm a medical bot, but I think I've failed every single medical check I've had to do.
This leg might be out of commission, but my trigger finger is still operational. Watch out, enemy forces.
Would you like to try, I don't know, maybe, do you have any luck left, or would you like to spend some AP on that roll?
I don't really have any luck left. I mean,
we have full AP. We can just use AP.
So it's
at the end of the day, if his leg's still broken, we can always have him take a ride on the Gertrude Express. It's his hit points I'd be more worried about.
There we go.
That was a D12.
Oh, wait, what? I clicked the wrong button.
You're rigging things in your favor, yeah. Cartman.
He thought we wouldn't notice. Yeah. So you spent one AP point and you failed again to sort this guy's broken leg. Absolutely brilliant.
Yep. That's just how it is.
All right, how many stim packs do you have left?
One.
You got another one? I mean, do you want to try and heal his health or try again?
I feel like I've failed enough here because... Yeah.
So it was just, would anybody like to, in fact, Max, do you have any stim packs you'd like to try and use on yourself right now?
I gave them to Winnie to hold on to.
Yeah, I Excellent. Have them, but my medicine's terrible.
Oh, no, wait, no, I do have a stim pack. Yes, I do. I just checked in chems.
Yeah, because I remember you picking one up in the clinic.
Yes. So can I can use a stim pack on myself.
Go for it. Try it. You rest your leg back from the useless medical robot and try and give yourself a splint or something. Hey, Max, you've just rolled stim pack. All you've done is put a stim pack into the chat there. That's great.
But, what do I need to do?
Roll a medicine check.
Medicine and your skills.
Medicine versus intelligence, or?
Yeah, medicine versus intelligence, yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god. He got a critical success. He got a target of 7, which is much lower than target for the medical robot, and he managed to get a 2 on one of his rolls, so we're going to give him the full heal there on his leg. He rests his leg back from the doctor and manages to heal up his broken leg completely.
Ah, back together again. Knew that would work. Now I'm down to stim pack.
His leg pointed right direction now.
True.
We want cook more rat.
You know what? That sounds pretty damn good to me right now. You can throw one my way.
Got to cook it first.
Alright, tell you what, that is probably a good time to end this episode. So what we're going to say is Gertrude cooks up a whole lot of more rats. You all decide to camp in this shit-laden truck for the night, and you all have yourselves a nice bit of more rat meat, a nice bit of cooked more rat meat. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to check on my book here. We've got more rat, cooked more rat. I'm going to see if that gives you any health back for Max.
Out of curiosity, Josh, what is your max HP? Because you got hit a bunch and then said you still had 9 HP left. What's your max?
12.
Okay.
And I'm at 4 right now.
I think you took
now.
Like 6 or 7 damage there, didn't you?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Aye. Unfortunately, the Morat meat does not have healing qualities. Okay, so all you do is just have a wee camp, roast up some Morat meat, have a rest, and we'll end the episode there, where you will arrive in the morning at the location of this mysterious signal. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.
Okay, quick question. Should I stop with the bad one-liner dad jokes?
Hell no. Keep it in! Keep it in! It's fucking hilarious.
Make dude. Them worse, if at all possible.
Like how worse? Just give me a quick example.
Like, deliberately make Powers, like, in world stumble over his lines and, like, forget half of them. Or make them, like, even more dad jokey, like, absolutely terrible father.
I can do that. I can absolutely do that. Let's go.